Your number one source for local news. This is WRAL, coverage you can count on.
Breaking news. One person is dead, another in jail after shooting in Zebulon. The WRAL Breaking News Tracker has been working through the night to bring you new details about a 911 call made by the suspect.
And we are moving into a very warm period, but there is cool air behind it. I'll show you the timeline and when it will finally start to feel like fall.
Plus, the flu and COVID-19 could make a deadly combination this year. Where you can take the first step in protecting yourself today. Well, all that information as we get our Wednesday started together. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. No matter if you like the warmth or you like the fall air, we're going to get both this week. But first comes the warmth. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner with a look outside.
That's right. Here's a look at Chapel Hill. Everything is nice and quiet. It may be that we see some patchy fog and some low cloud cover this morning. We'll take a look at visibility. Everything looks fine right now, but we have dropped to 1 mile in Fayetteville. What we're really looking for is quarter mile visibility. That's where we would have some fog. And it's a possibility sometimes that really starts to thicken up right around sunrise or so. So closer to 7 o'clock, which is, you know, we have several hours to go. Here's a look at our cloud cover forecast. Notice we have the potential for some fog showing up on our icons this morning, but then by lunchtime, we only have a 25% coverage of clouds in the sky. So it should be a nice afternoon. Yesterday, it looked like we were going to break out of the clouds, and boy, those clouds just really hung tough. We have a much better chance of seeing some sunshine today. It's also cooler, 54 in Roxboro, 59 in Durham and Raleigh, and 63 in Fayetteville. We're seeing just a little bit of a push of some cooler air as we start to dry things out. This is some drier air coming in that will help to clear us. And so 10 degrees cooler in Southern Pines than it was this time yesterday. Hour by hour, we're in the 60s this morning. We climb into the low 80s for this afternoon. We don't have any rain in the forecast right now, but I'm tracking our weekend front, and I'll show you when to expect that rain coming up.
With breaking news to tell you about this morning, one person is dead after a shooting in Zebulon, a neighborhood there. A murder suspect wound up in jail after calling 911 to turn himself in. Brett Neese is at the Wake County Jail in the WRL Breaking News Tracker. And Brett, you were at that scene earlier. What have you learned?
Jeff, Zebulon police say that this all stems from an argument between two roommates. And now 32-year-old Travis Jordan is in jail here after he turned himself in for this. I want to show you some video here from the scene. Zebulon police say that Jordan is responsible for the death of 35-year-old Chauncey Montague. This is video from that scene on Braemar Highlands Drive around 11:30 last night. Police say an argument involving the roommates escalated and then shots were fired. They say Montague was shot multiple times. He died at the hospital. Police say Jordan then took off and called 911, admitting to the shooting. He then told the dispatcher he was headed to a house here in Raleigh. That's where Raleigh police arrested Jordan without any issues. I'll continue to follow the story and keep you updated. Live in Raleigh, Brittany, WRL News.
Today, Raleigh Police Chief Estella Patterson is launching a new effort to address crime in Raleigh. She'll hold an update on crime numbers in the city, and she'll have a new update on crime every few months. We also expect to learn more about what police are doing to cut back on violent crimes. That's happening today at 2:30 p.m.
In Fayetteville, a driver is now in custody after hitting a police officer and dragging that officer down the road. Here's what police are telling us. A driver hit a home on Buer Drive in Fayetteville just after 8 last night. While police investigated that scene, the suspected driver returned. Officers say they confronted that person, and that's when the officer was hit by the car and dragged down the road. The driver would not stop for officers, but was eventually arrested in downtown Fayetteville. The officer hit by the car was taken to a hospital, but is expected to recover. WRAL is still working to learn more about the person behind the wheel of that car this morning.
Today, you have an opportunity to help prevent what doctors fear could be a twindemic. This afternoon, Wake County is launching a walk-in flu clinic. You get shots there, and WRAL's Nia Harden is live with what you need to know about it. Nia, good morning to you.
Good morning. Well, the clinic is going to be right here at the Public Health Center. This is on Sunnybrook Road in Raleigh. Last year, 7 people died of the flu in North Carolina. Overall, infection rates were low. Doctors are concerned this year's flu season could be worse. Last year, we were wearing masks and mostly staying home because of COVID. The risk of getting the flu is greater this year with businesses and schools open, and masks are not required everywhere. The CDC recommends a yearly flu vaccination for just about everyone. The clinic here at the health center will offer the flu shot without an appointment on Wednesdays between 1 and 5 p.m. If you qualify, you can get it for free. Now, you can get vaccinated against COVID-19 at the same time, but an appointment is needed. We've posted some more information on the dates of when this clinic is available on our website, WRAL.com, as well as the news app. Nia Harden, WRAL News in Raleigh.
New overnight, the U.S. is easing travel restrictions for fully vaccinated visitors from Canada and Mexico. The first phase starts in early November. It allows people traveling for non-essential reasons to cross U.S. land borders if they show proof of vaccination. In January, the second phase begins, and that will extend the vaccine requirement, so it also includes people traveling for essential reasons.
William Shatner is just hours away from becoming the oldest person in space. He'll be aboard the next mission of Blue Origin, the spaceflight company founded by Jeff Bezos. Shatner, who is known, of course, for his Captain Kirk role in Star Trek, says that he is just happy to be a passenger on this voyage to the edge of space. And at almost 90 years old, he's the oldest person to make the trip. Liftoff is scheduled for around 10 a.m., weather permitting. You can watch it live right here on WRAL.
Today, UNC Chapel Hill faith leaders will be offering support to students returning to class. Classes were called off yesterday for a wellness day after two recent suicide investigations. Chancellor Kevin Guskowitz addressed those incidents, calling this a mental health crisis. He says the university is committed to providing more mental health resources. Today, faith leaders will be at the Pit to support students, and other counselors will be available across campus this week.
And I'm Micaiah Thurman here in the WRAL Live Center. Take a look at this video just into the newsroom. This is an airport hangar in Oklahoma City damaged after a tornado touched down. It's about 5 miles west of Oklahoma City. The fire chief saying that 28 out of 29 hangars have been destroyed. One of them actually collapsed on a plane. That's what you're looking at there. The chief says the storm knocked down trees, damaged roofs elsewhere in the community. But the good news, out of every piece of damage in this area, there have been no serious injuries and no deaths. Back to you.
It is 4:37. Coming up, a woman killed in a shooting in Fayetteville was a 911 dispatcher. Her mother describes her as a caring woman.
She will always sacrifice a lot of things for her sibling, sacrifice a lot of stuff for family.
How she's describing the nightmare of learning that her daughter was killed.
Plus, former NC State star helped the Dodgers force a Game 5 ahead. What Trey Turner did get things started for the Dodgers.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:39. It's a nice, quiet morning out there. Definitely going to be some low cloud cover, but a few breaks in the clouds this morning, and then we're going to see much more sunshine this afternoon than we did yesterday. So enjoy. Temperatures are going to warm up. We'll see highs in the 80s this afternoon, and that trend will continue all the way into the weekend. Heading out the door, again, watch out for fog. The squiggly lines under the clouds are a sign of some fog. Right now, we're not seeing much of that, but later this morning, we could see that developing, at least in some places. Temperatures are on the mild side, a little cooler than yesterday, in the 50s in some spots, and we'll keep it in the low 60s all the way through about 8 or 9 o'clock. We do climb into the low 80s for highs this afternoon. If you're walking the dog this evening, it should feel nice. It's going to get hotter before it gets cooler. I'll show you which days we could be close to a record high coming up.
New this morning, a father is facing charges after a woman is shot and killed by her toddler in Florida. Back in August, 21-year-old Shamaya Lynn was shot by her 2-year-old while on a Zoom call. The child's father is charged with manslaughter and for not securely storing a gun. Investigators say the gun was inside a backpack in the couple's bedroom.
There's no set timeline yet for finalizing plans for the future of Fayetteville's Market House. A diverse community of committee of historians and people in that community met to discuss the path forward for the building that hosted the sale of enslaved people in the 1800s. Many of them said they want to preserve the history of the building while also making it more vibrant and welcoming.
Today in Durham, there will be a vaccination clinic at a Greyhound bus station. It's on West Pettigrew Street, and it will run from 4 to 6:30 p.m. The shots are free for anyone who wants one. Walk-ups are welcome. And if you still have questions about the COVID vaccine, including safety and booster shots, you can go to WRAL.com. The Dodgers keep their World Series hopes alive. Coming up, a look at their win against the San Francisco Giants to force a Game 5.
And parents speaking out on a plan that could send their kids to different schools. Next on WREL, the response from Wake Schools. .445, the time right now on your Wednesday. We have an update for you this morning. Police are still searching for the person who shot and killed a pregnant woman in Fayetteville. Tanajwa McMurray was a 911 dispatcher for Harnett and Cumberland County. She was 5 months pregnant when she died on Monday. Her mother told WREL her daughter had moved to Fayetteville to help take care of her. She says Tanajwa was known to make sacrifices for her family.
It's nothing worse than that. Nothing, anything you could think of that could happen to you is something happening to your child. And that's my worst nightmare.
Police have not released any information on a suspect in this case, and so far there have been no arrests.
Happening today, opening statements are set to begin in the trial of one of Rudy Giuliani's associates. Lev Parnas first came into the spotlight for trying to help Giuliani persuade the Ukrainian government to investigate Hunter Biden. Today, his trial on illegal campaign contributions will begin in New York. Parnas is accused of giving money to a super PAC supporting then-President Donald Trump. Giuliani has not been charged in the case. Parents in Wake County schools are speaking out against a plan that would send students to different schools next year. We first told you about the proposal by Wake Schools last week. The goal, to tackle overcrowding in schools. Since then, a number of parents have reached out to WREL. Families living in the Stonemont neighborhood in Holly Springs say the proposal would reassign their children from Holly Springs High to Fuquay Varina. One parent tells us they were drawn to that neighborhood based on how close the schools are to the home.
To me, there's a danger involved with that in regards to, you know, new kids learning how to drive and going to high school, being in a rush to get to school because they're running late or trying to get to events.
In a statement, a Wake Schools spokeswoman says they strive to assign students to the school closest to their homes, but that's not always possible. A reminder, this is only the first draft of the reassignment plan. A second draft will be presented to the school board on November 16th.
Tomorrow, the Los Angeles Dodgers and San Francisco Giants meet in an elimination game with the National League Championship Series on the line. The Dodgers got on the board early in last night's game thanks to former NC State baseball star Trey Turner.
Florida. And now Turner into right center. That's going to get down and go to the wall. Seager off to the races.
Turner's double in the bottom of the first inning helped Corey Seager score, and the Dodgers took a 1-0 lead. The Giants never caught up, and the rivals will meet again to decide everything. Game 5, San Francisco, tomorrow night. And then that winner will go on to face the Atlanta Braves in the National League Championship Series. Here you can see the Braves' champagne celebration after beating the Milwaukee Brewers to reach their second straight NLCS. The Braves underdogs this postseason. They finished the regular season with fewer wins than any other playoff team, even fewer wins than two of the teams who missed out on the playoffs altogether. Similar scene as the Houston Astros celebrate their victory over the Chicago White Sox to advance to their fifth straight ALCS appearance. The celebrations there will be short-lived, though. They have just today and tomorrow before they have to be ready to play the Boston Red Sox Friday.
Overnight, hundreds of firefighters worked to contain a wildfire in Northern California. We first told you about the Al Sol fire in Santa Barbara County yesterday morning. And since then, it has spread to more than 13,000 acres. More than 600 firefighters are working to put out the flames. As of this morning, it's only 5% contained. Evacuation orders are still in place. The fire is just a few miles from a ranch known as the Western White House. President Ronald Reagan hosted world leaders there when he was in office.
4:48 the time right now, and a little more refreshing out there, but we're going to get back to summer-like temperatures. Elizabeth Gardner in the WIL Severe Weather Center.
Yeah, that's right. It feels pretty nice out there. Temperatures are in the 50s in a lot of places. We may end up with a little bit of fog out there this morning. So far, we're not seeing a whole lot of that, but a lot of times, you know, we continue to cool our temperatures up until sunrise. So sometimes it's right around sunrise that we start to see some of that fog. The heat continues to climb. We're going to see near record highs by the end of the week. And then right after that, a front moves through. it's going to be a dramatic change between Saturday and Sunday. We take a look outside. Goldsboro, Apex, Chapel Hill, Durham, all looking quiet. No fog to be seen on any of these cameras. But again, in the next couple of hours, we could see some of that. Here comes our front. This front is bringing a lot of severe storms across parts of the Midwest. As it moves into our area, it will be much, much weaker. But coming up in a little bit, we'll talk about the timeline for the rain coming through. The humidity is going to be an issue for us, too. Out ahead of this front, we're going to see more of a southerly flow. Now, this high-pressure system sitting over us is going to keep things dry for us for the next couple of days and keep our humidity on the moderate side. And then it really starts to pump up right ahead of the front on Saturday. We see that flow coming out of the south. And then here's the dry air showing up there in brown. And watch that. I mean, very quickly, this moves on out. We're going to see that dry air pushing in for us on Sunday. So here's a look at our muggy meter. We're going to hold it right there at steamy in the mid-60s all the way through Saturday. And then it looks like something's wrong with the graphic, doesn't it? It drops all the way down to 46. So that puts us in a completely different air mass. It's really going to feel nice on Sunday. Now, Thursday, of course, at the State Fair opens Thursday. Gates open at lunchtime. And we're looking at 3 o'clock temperature. That'll be the high temperature for the day, around 84 degrees. So still looking at a very warm and moderately muggy week, but it will be dry. So you know, that's good news for fairgoers or anything you may want to do. Our forecast for tomorrow, 83 versus the record of 86. 86 is our forecast for Friday with a record of 88. So it's still Saturday. It's going to be our best chance. We're going to be close to record highs. I'm not sure that we're going to actually break any records. We'll have the best chance of tying the record on Saturday, most likely. We take a look at our 7-day forecast. We're going to hold it here in the 80s through Saturday. And then look at the huge drop. We're going to go from 85 to 68. And look at these overnight lows, some 40s. So Monday morning, Tuesday morning are going to be chilly with 40s. It's going to be jacket weather. We will have a little bit of rain and maybe a few thunderstorms to go with our front on Saturday. So I'll show you the timeline for that coming up.
Sounds good. Thanks, Elizabeth. Stores are removing a baby food from the shelves this morning. Coming up, what was found inside those products that could be harmful to kids.
And Apple is expected to make millions fewer iPhones than originally expected. What's prompting the company to cut back on production of its newest phone?
Have you noticed your eyes feel really strained lately? Considering so many of us are spending so much more time in front of different screens, you could be experiencing a serious eye health problem. Five on Your Side's Monica LaLiberty shows us how an eye exam can help prevent and detect problems before they become severe.
Is all that time staring at your computer taking a toll on your vision? Since the start of the pandemic,
thank you for calling Xbox customer support.
Adults have spent, on average, more than 13 hours a day looking at some type of technology screen. It can affect your eyes.
Spending too many hours staring at a screen can cause dry and irritated eyes and also eye fatigue. This occurs because you tend to blink less while staring at the blue light from a screen. And the movement of the screen makes your eyes work harder to focus.
An eye exam can help catch eye problems early when they're most treatable. And not only vision issues, but also cataracts, glaucoma, diabetic retinopathy, and age-related macular degeneration that could cause vision loss.
During a routine eye exam, your doctor will ask about your vision and general health, but also will test your vision and check your prescription.
Even minor vision impairment may be linked to memory and depression problems. More reasons not to neglect our eye health. Monica LaLiberty, WREL News 5 on your side.
Monica also says if you need new glasses, consider buying from an online store. Consumer Reports found people who bought glasses online paid $143 less than a traditional in-person store.
First Lady Jill Biden is headed back to the White House this morning after a multi-city trip to celebrate Hispanic Heritage Month. Biden made stops in Chicago, Allentown, Pennsylvania, and in Kansas City, Missouri, which is where this video is from. The national tour was focused on hearing the concerns of Hispanic Americans. In Kansas City, she met with leaders at a dual language early childhood education program. Hispanic Heritage Month officially ends on Friday.
This morning, stores are pulling a popular baby food from the shelves this morning. It was found to contain high levels of arsenic. Maple Island Incorporated voluntarily recalled 3 lots of its Parents' Choice Rice Baby Cereal. The baby cereal was sold in 8-ounce lots after April 5th at Walmart stores across the country and online. So far, no illnesses have been reported.
After weeks of protests, a fraternity at the University of Nebraska is suspended for 5 years. In August, demonstrators called on the university to take action when a member of Phi Gamma Delta, also known as Fiji, was accused of sexually assaulting a 17-year-old girl. The school has suspended Fiji for 5 years, but an investigation into the assault still goes on. The fraternity's international office found the chapter violated policies on alcohol and social events.
Apple is expected to cut production of its newest iPhone. The company could slow down production of the iPhone 13 by as many as 10 million phones. A global chip shortage is behind this, according to Bloomberg. Apple was expected to make 90 million phones by the end of the year.
4:56 right now, and next on WREL at 5, an update on a shooting in Zebulon. What we're learning about the argument that led up to the deadly shots.
And stores are scrambling to add more people to their payroll before holiday shopping picks up. The hiring challenges they're facing despite starting earlier in the year.